Jason Waller here, True Underdog Podcast and YouTube channel. Listen, make sure you subscribe today. You can go to iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can go to our YouTube channel, True Underdog, or you can visit trueunderdog.com and subscribe to all of it.
Damn, 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 True Underdog. Damn, damn, unleash damn. The power within.
Jason Waller here, True Underdog Podcast. Underdogs, today's show is an underdog bite called The War Within. That's right, The War Within. The war that we battle internally. You know, to have confidence, to have swagger, to be positive, to be motivated, to be inspired. Those are all things that you can create in your own map. You can try to walk that path. You can talk to yourself or emphasize and look at things a little differently, like glass half full rather than half empty, right? But you still go through struggles. Everybody does. There's times that I'm fighting a war within myself all the time. There's times that I'm sad. There's times that I'm pissed off. There's times that I feel insecure. There's times that I feel like failure. There's times that I feel like I'm never going to get through. There's times that I'm not motivated. I'm not inspired. I'm irritated or I'm sad or I'm depressed. Mental health is an issue. And, you know, I struggle with bad temper. I struggle with, you know, some personality, borderline issues here and there. I mean, I own my stuff. I know I've got some problems. I know, I believe everybody's got some problems. You know, somehow, some way, nobody's a perfect being, right? So I try to have more good days than bad. I try to focus on positive things, but it's hard. I mean, there are days that I'm like, oh, I'm tired and I don't want to do this, or, oh, you know, I don't want to handle this situation. It's just so much pressure. Oh, you know, my kids are driving me up a wall. They're fighting all the time and they're ungrateful sometimes. And, oh, I don't want to battle with my wife and argue and go through these problems. I'm human. I mean, I have those same thoughts, those same issues, those same things that are battling inside, that war within of, do I do this or do I do that? Does my pride get in the way because I'm angry? Sometimes I do the wrong stuff. Sometimes I do the wrong shit. Sometimes I'm completely off. You know, I explode. I say shit I shouldn't. I take the path I shouldn't. I make the decision I shouldn't. Maybe I'm mean. Maybe someone's mean to me. Sometimes I'm scared to take a chance. You know, it's called the True Underdog Show. And you know, I've got a ton of awards behind me. You can see them. Tons of awards, right? For the company and myself. And most of the company ones are at the company office, one of our corporate offices in Mooresville. But those are all my awards. That's what people see. And that's what they judge me on. And that's what's not shown there is all the times I failed, all the times I struggled, all the times I was sad, all the times it was hard, all the times I thought about quitting. They don't give you an award for that shit. They don't talk about that stuff. They don't push that. They just push the awards and here's happiness. You know, it's a social media we live in today. Truth is, it took me a lot of issues, a lot of scars, a lot of pain, a lot of struggles, a lot of failures, a lot of broken heart relationships, you know, friends, family, everything to get to where I'm at. It's not easy. It's not supposed to be. There's supposed to be pain. You choose what you're going to do with that pain. You choose to let it own you and control you and defeat you, or you choose to kick its ass and own it and defeat it. I mean, that's it. And there are days that I've been defeated. There are days that I have bad days. I have a bad week. Like, I'm human. You know, I'm not going to hide and say, oh, my life is perfect. Hell no. I have a lot more better days than bad days. And I focus on that. And that's the mindset you've got to be able to set, that war within that you've got to battle, right? Not point the blame at somebody else. You've got to be accountable for yourself. You know, you've got to not have a negative mindset because it cripples your actions. It doesn't allow you to do what you need to do in life. It's okay to have a bad day. It's okay to have a bad week. But you've got to get your ass out of bed. You know, sleep is overrated. You know, you wake up at 9 o'clock, shit's already been happening. You got to get out of bed. Go to bed earlier if you're worried about sleep. Find something to reset your mind. Find a meditation, working out, go for a drive, listen to music, do something. To get that mind straight and think positive thoughts. Think of two things that you can do today to make a difference in somebody's life, including yours. You know, do something different that's not on your agenda, that's not on your calendar. One or two things a day. It really does make a change. It really does make a difference. What you can't do is let these battles, let these struggles, let these obstacles control you. You know, life can be a war, and you're allowed to lose some battles, but you got to win the war. And in order to win the war, you got to have a positive mindset most of the time. I can come out there and say, hey, have a positive mindset every damn day. It's impossible. We're human. Things just rock us or push us down sometimes. And we're like, damn it. But how you recover from getting knocked down and how you get your ass up and walk back up those steps and how you go through any kind of adversity or problems or issues, that is how you get stronger. That's how you get smarter. That's how you accomplish more things in life, because you are training, you are toughening yourself up, and you are training your body, your mind, and your soul to take it to the next level, to handle and overcome that. I'm used to that. You know, block, tackle, move, go. Like, you are preparing yourself for what's next. But when you run from stuff, you blame other people, and then you have that negative mindset all the time, you're not going to get anywhere you want to go. I mean, those who are optimistic have a significantly lower risk of dying from several major causes of death. I mean, think about that, right? If you're optimistic, if you're positive thinking, things happen. It's a stat. Like, when you believe it, when you think it, it happens. If you think you're great, you're great. But if you think you're horrible, you're horrible. Like, quit kicking your own ass. There's enough people out there kicking your ass every day. There's enough people out there trying to get a piece of you. Don't give it to them. Hold that shit in and keep it for yourself. Defeat them by bettering yourself, by focusing on the task in front of you, by battling that war within. I am the first. If it's fight or flight, my ass has got the gloves off, the shirt off. Let's go. I'm ready to throw all day, every day. That's my mentality. It's got me a lot of troubles, kicked out of 5 high school. I mean, you know, I've had some issues, you know, I've struggled, but I'm a fighter. I like to fight. I like to fight for what I believe in. Now, I'm not going to go out in the street and fight somebody now. I mean, I'm a grown ass man, 41 years old. What am I going to do? I mean, if I have to protect my family, but now if somebody pisses me off, I just ignore it. I just grind. You know, you get more mature, but there were times I would fight. I'd be like, let's go. Not that that's right, but you've got to grow up eventually. You can't engage eventually. You can't let those battles be won inside of you.
This episode is sponsored by Podbean Advertising Marketplace. Podcast advertising is one of the most cost-effective ways to advertise your product or service. Just like you're hearing this, thousands of people could be hearing your ad. For much less than radio or other media, you can reach local listeners with podcast advertising. Podcast awareness and listening continue to rise. In fact, according to Edison Research, podcast listeners have grown by 29.5% since 2018. Chartable reports, podcast listeners tend to have significantly higher household incomes than the U.S. average, and they tend to be significantly more educated than the U.S. average. This is great news because you can run your own ads on podcasts easily for an affordable price with Podbean Advertising Marketplace. Set a daily budget cap, analyze results, and modify campaigns on the fly. And the best part is, these ads are highly targeted. Choose your location, city, state, county, and target by customer interest. Get into the ears of your perfect customer without blowing your budget. Go to podbean.com/trueunderdog. That's podbean.com/trueunderdog to start boosting your business with podcast advertising now. The process is super easy. Podbean can have a professional voice artist record the ad for you, or you can upload your own audio. Again, that's podbean.com/trueunderdog to get your ads on podcasts just like this one.
You can't let people dictate what you want to do in your life. You can't let people dictate how you feel about yourself. Maybe you're on social media and you're seeing all these people like, oh, they're in great shape, but they got a great job. They love their life. Bullshit. They have problems just like you've got. I know so many stories of marriages that look like, oh my gosh, that couple's going to be together forever. And then some closet ass shit was going on and he was cheating on with her sister and she was, you know, with the neighbor. Like, listen, Everybody has got their shit. So don't think anybody's better than you because they're not. Don't think anybody deserves more than you because they don't. You deserve whatever you think you deserve. And you need to have a positive mindset, so you should deserve more and go out and get more. You are whatever you think you are. And that's a fact. And in order to win that war within, you've got to win some damn battles. In order to win some battles, you got to change your mindset. You got to not let those outsiders influence you. You have to create your own map. That's chapter one in my book. Create your own map. Not your mom, not your dad, not your husband, not your wife, not your boyfriend, not your girlfriend, not your friend, not your cousin, not your brother. None of that shit. Not your neighbor. You. You've got one life. That's it. Just one. Do something with it. Start living. Do something that makes you happy. It doesn't matter how much money you make. It doesn't matter how many people follow you. It doesn't matter what kind of shape you're in. What matters is if you're happy and you're fulfilled. Success is fulfillment, period. Success is fulfillment, period. How do you fulfill yourself? That's a question for you to answer. Everybody is different. And it's okay to lose some battles inside, but it's not okay to lose the war. It's not okay to quit on yourself. It's not okay to be upset and want to take your life or get depressed or take it to the next level. Mental health can be an issue. Get some help. Talk to a friend. Get a therapist. I see a therapist. Take medication. Meditate. Find ways to beat the battles, to win the battles, to win the war. Don't let them defeat you. Start practicing a positive-looking mindset every day. Surround yourself with positive people and successful people. There is nothing wrong with hanging out with people that are more successful than you. I think that's a great thing. I hate being the most successful person in the circle because I feel bad. Like, I feel guilty. I feel, why me? Why? And I feel like I can't grow. You know, I use my son as an example. And he plays flag football. He's 11. He plays in a third, fourth grade league and a fourth, fifth grade league. He's in fourth grade. In the third, fourth grade league, he crushes it. He walks on the field. He's the best damn player on the field, hands down. Throws these crazy touchdowns. Looks like, I mean, it's just unreal. He plays in the fourth, fifth. He's not the best player on the field. He's in the middle. He's one of the better quarterbacks in the league. He's not the best player. There's other players better than him. He struggles a little bit. But you know what? He's gaining more by those struggles. He's gaining more knowledge, gaining more experience, gaining more fundamentals, getting the skill set by struggling with the older kids. By playing with the older kids and not succeeding all the time, but failing sometimes makes him better. By going in and defeating and blowing everybody out in the younger kids, that does nothing. Makes you regress. You know, when you're at the top, it gets lonely. You got nowhere to go. I never want to be at the full top. I want to keep growing. I want to have something to chase. One of the ways to keep yourself positive is find something to chase. You got nothing to chase, find it. You know, you could chase happiness. You could chase helping more people. You can chase empowering people. You could chase, you know, growing in a company and getting a promotion, learning to be a manager. You can chase writing a book. You can chase teaching kids. You can chase things, but you need something to chase. Well, you're going to get bored and you're going to get depressed. You got to find those things. You always look for the brighter side and realize that failures or mistakes are just challenges that make you better. That's a fact. You know, there are tough things that are going to happen in life. We're going to be heartbroken. We're going to have pain, but we choose what we do with it. We all had a lot of pain in 2020, and it was hard and it was scary. And some people tried really hard and didn't succeed, had issues, had things going on, their business closed, but they still tried, but they got stronger for it, and they'll probably open a newer business and do better. And some people didn't try. They quit. They took their ball and went home and they just went backwards. And some people tried and defeated that battle, won that damn battle. Perfect example, our business doubled in size. We hired double the employees we had. We doubled the company size during a pandemic. Why? Well, because we did the right thing. You know, we stayed open for essential services. We gave our employees an opportunity to stay home and be inactive, use their PTO and vacation time after that. You know, discuss if they're going to get benefits, move on, what the deal was. But we were hiring talented people and we weren't going to take no for an answer, meaning we weren't going to let this defeat us. If we had an employee that needed to make money and needed to pay their bills, we wanted to give them the opportunity. If we had a customer that needed to get solar and battery and storage, we wanted to make sure that we had that opportunity for them. The executives, myself included, took ourselves off payroll for 4 or 5 months last year. to make sure we had enough money to fund things during the pandemic. We asked our vendors and a lot of the NFL teams, those jerseys behind me, worked with us to wait till the end of the summer to collect payments on our partnerships so we could stay open during the pandemic. Some of our employees, our directors, volunteered some of their commissions and bonuses to make sure we can stay open. But that was a battle. That was a hardship. That was a war within. And I feel like we defeated that. At least our company did. We became Power Home Strong. You know, we're going to be tested all the time. What are you going to do when you get tested? You're going to run? You're going to be a cow? You're going to run from the storm? Or you're going to be a fucking buffalo? You're going to run right through it, kick its ass. If not kick its ass, you're going to get some strength and some street cred and some knowledge to take it to the next level. You got to ask yourself what it is you want, what it is you're going to do. And to win that war within, you've got to get some battles under your belt that you win. And in order to win those battles, I'm going to say it again, you got to be positive. You got to try to look at things with a better mindset. You got to take time for yourself. You got to quit trying to appease everybody else out there. They don't get to live this life. You do. You got to quit hating and looking at people and saying, oh, that's what I don't have. But look at, oh, I'd like to be like that. What can I learn from that person? You know, change your mindset. Only you can control your destiny. It's time for you to take charge in your life. It's time for you to win that war within. It's time for you to start winning some battles. It's time for you to understand that everybody is equal. Nobody is better than anybody. You get the same start. You get the same thought process. You get everything to do what it is you want to do with your life. You can't sit here and blame the world for anything. And you can't sit here and feel less than other people. That's bullshit. It's time to look yourself in the mirror and do something about it. Bam!
And that concludes another episode here on True Underdog. If you're interested in hearing more, make sure you subscribe at iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or the YouTube channel. You can always visit trueunderdog.com, subscribe to all of them. Make sure you check out our newest episodes coming out on Mondays and Thursdays. True Underdog, baby.
Bam! Damn, True Underdog. Damn. Unleash the power.